Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one tonight. You almost wanted to lift Larry earlier. I don't know what's happened. Larry wasn't ready or what. I don't know what. Then Sister Sharon couldn't get a babysitter tonight, so another sister's away. So there's a few missing, but the Lord bless those that came. And and it's good to have a desire to come to the house of God. Amen. It's good to have a desire to meet with the Lord and come to the house of God. And, you know, you wonder what people's desires is when they're not at church. How often they pray and seek God. When people don't come to too many meetings, you just wonder what their walk is with the Lord. And I tell you, we want to be walking close to the Lord, for we're living in the last of the last days. And the Lord's coming. And you know, we say it, and it's often been said, you know, when the rapture takes place, there'll be no excuses. Nobody will be telling God to have something they have more important to do. Because if they're part of that number that's going, they're going. That's it. You'll be tuck. You're not going, it's not down to you or me when we're going. I know a whole lot of fellas preach, when we get us all straightened out, we're ready to go. Well, I don't believe that. I believe only the Lord knows when he's coming. And no matter what road they're in, he's coming for a people that's ready. And we want to be that people where it's few or many. We want to be part of that group that's going to go and be with the Lord. Amen. And we need to be ready to go. Praise God. Let's turn in our Bibles tonight to the book of Hebrews. And I shared a few weeks ago about the importance of prayer. And I want to just share a wee bit tonight, and I'm not going to be long tonight. And I just want to encourage each one to keep on praying. And I want us to look at tonight that we have someone praying for us. He's praying for us. And that's the Lord. Christ praying is one of the most important parts of his ministry. He's not on the cross no more. He's praying for us. He's interceding for us. Hebrews 7 verse 25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Praise God. Let us bow our heads tonight. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you this evening for your mercy and for your grace. And we thank you, Lord, that we have open access from your footstool into your very throne room and into your very presence by the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God. Lord, we have nothing that we could achieve to climb up, but it's because of your amazing grace. It's a free gift, Lord. And we thank you that we received that free gift. And Lord, that gift was free, and it was by grace through faith we're saved. And we're glad tonight we are saved. And we're glad not only are we saved, but we're kept by you keep us. Lord, we don't keep ourselves, but you keep us. And not only did you keep us, but Lord, you said you're able to present us faultless before the Father. And we pray, the Lord, this evening that you'll just lead us and guide us. Help us with your word tonight. Give us the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. Anoint us, Lord, and take the Holy Spirit by faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I thank you, Lord, you do undertake. And I pray you'll meet every need in this room. I ask you for the wives at home, that you'll bless them. Bless the children and save every one of them. Save all of our loved ones, Lord. Maybe wives that's not saved. Husbands that's not saved. Relations and friends, we ask you'll move on them. And save them, I pray. In Jesus' precious name. We ask, Lord, tonight, everywhere for the truth uplifted and preached, that you bless and have your way. We ask to bless your people that's in this room, and maybe somebody will listen to this message. Bless them and encourage them, and may they see Christ, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We know Christ's ministry didn't close when he died on the cross. His atoning work was finished, but when he arose from the dead and ascended to the right hand of the Majesty on high, there he ever liveth, Hebrews says here, to make intercession for us. So his ministry never finished. There's a ministry that continues in heaven. A ministry that continues in heaven. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ himself that continues that ministry, for the Bible calls him our high priest. And not only does it call him our high priest, but it says he's our high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. So no matter what we're going through, the Lord knows about it, and we can touch the Lord. This verse here tells us that Jesus Christ is able to save us unto the uttermost. Not just from the uttermost, but unto the uttermost. Now I want you to get that statement. Not just from the uttermost, but unto the uttermost. They used to say from the guttermost to the uttermost, but the Lord saves you unto the uttermost. He doesn't leave you limboing in the middle. But you're not saved and stuck, you're saved and secure. Hallelujah. And he's able to present you before the Father to the uttermost, praise God. But unto the uttermost, unto entire completeness, absolute perfection. Now I know people say you can't have perfection. Well, I disagree with that. Myself, I disagree with that. I believe you can. I believe there's perfection in Christ. That's what I believe. You'll not have it in your own self, but you can have it in Christ. God said to Abraham, walk thou before me and be thy perfect. Now, a prophet of God said, God cannot ask you to do something if he doesn't make a way for you to do it. So if God asks for something to be done, he has to make a way for you to do that something. And there is a perfection in Christ. And it's through his blood that perfection comes. The Lord doesn't see our sin. He sees the blood. That's why the deaf angel had to go over there. The fellow was telling me that he had seen something where there was demons, and these people went somewhere and the devil followed them for so many days and all the rest of it. And I said to them, that's why when you're praying that you need the blood. You need to pray the blood. You need to plead the blood. Because when you go right back even to the Old Testament, that was God's way. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. The death angel can't touch you because of the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood. And that fella really took it in. He was a Roman Catholic. And he took it in because I know the priest would never tell him that. But I could tell him that because I believe the word of God. And he needs to plead the blood. And all of us need to plead the blood. We need to plead the blood in the morning when we get up. We need to ask him to cover us and wash us the blood. We need to ask God to direct our paths. We need to ask God to direct our steps. And if the things in our lives that's robbing us from the victory, we need to get rid of them. Amen. And I tell you, you can be too busy. But you never can be too busy for the things of God. Isn't that right? We want to be busy for the Lord. He lives to make intercession for us. You see, it says here, because he also ever liveth. You see, that perfection's not because of what we're going to do this week. That perfection is because Jesus Christ ever liveth. He ever liveth. He's the one that's offered himself up through the eternal spirit to God. And he ever liveth. He lives to make intercession for us to pray. Look at Romans 8 and verse 34. God bless you, brother. Romans 8, verse 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. A lot of people would condemn you, wouldn't they? They wouldn't give you a minute. I'd tell you they'd have you down and finished, wouldn't they? But the Lord says, who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died. Yea, rather that is risen again, who's even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. So the Lord is praying for us tonight. I want you to really get a hold of that. We've come to the prayer meeting and we're worried. Maybe some of us is worried because there's not many here. Now if somebody hasn't a desire to come to a prayer meeting, you and me can't give it to them. We can't do it. It's only God can give a man or a woman a desire to come to a prayer meeting. But I'll tell you one thing. When you recruit your wife, which was your girlfriend then, or vice versa, you know, the girl and the fella, boy and girl. I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't have thought much of you, and I'm sure she wouldn't either, if you weren't keen to see her. You'd have been keen to see her. And if you met a woman that you really thought anything of at all, you'd be keen to see her. You'd want to go and see her. And the wouldn't do. You'd have to get this here. Now, I have young ones at home at the minute. My oldest girl got engaged the other week, and she'll not stay at home all week. And he'll not stay at home all week, but they have to see her before the week's out, for they're keen to see her. And I tell you, there's something wrong with people that say they're born again, and they're not keen to see the Lord. There's something wrong. That's what I'm telling you tonight. Because if you're really in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be keen to see Him. You'll be keen to meet with Him. Who believes that tonight? In this service, that's the truth. You can't get enough of the Lord. And I tell you, He's praying for us. He's praying for us. And you're thinking maybe you're going through a hard time, and the Lord's praying for you. And then when you think of Peter, the Lord Jesus said to Peter, "Peter, Satan's desired to sift you as wheat. But I've prayed for you." Now we know we could pick all the faults out in Peter, and we could show them all. And we could pick all the faults in each other, and we could show them all. But at the end of the day, Peter's the man on the day of Pentecost that the fire fell on. And Peter's the man God used to bring the Pentecostal message. He's the man. There's no changing it. He's the man. Because regardless of Peter's faults or Peter's mistakes, the Lord chose him and the Lord used him and the Lord prayed for him. And the prayer worked. When did he get that now? The prayer worked. See, the devil wants to convince you the prayer doesn't work, but the prayer does work. W.P. Nicholson says, you know, if you ever get alone in your house and you get down to get praying, the door will knock. Well, take it modern day. Never worry about the door, but that old phone, it'll be it'll be going. And if you get down to pray, it'll be going. And you couldn't hear from nobody for a week, but as soon as you get down to pray, it'll be going. Best thing to do is throw it over the hedge or switch it out. But you get down to get business with God, you don't need your phone with you. If you need your phone with you, you're not serious. Switch it off. Put it in low. You don't need to hear it. You need to hear it from heaven. And we need to be closed in with God. God's looking for intercessors. An intercessor's not just a preacher. Anybody can be an intercessor. God's looking for men and women that'll intercede, that'll pray. If we're going to have close fellowship with the Lord Jesus, we must spend time in prayer. There must be time spent in prayer. Amen. Time spent in prayer. You know, there's people who want to preach a sermon, but they never pray. They want to tell you how to live for God, but they've no time to pray. Well, I'm sorry, I haven't a lot of time to hear from nobody like that. I believe in men and women of prayer. And I believe we must have time to pray. How many believes that? Paul the Apostle showed us. And Peter and all these great men in the Bible showed us they were men of prayer. Men of prayer. And we need them, a men and women of prayer. Praise God. And I'm not just saying it because we're in a prayer meeting, but this is a prayer meeting. We'll come here to have a wee short message and pray. And seek the face of the Lord and ask God to save our children. And ask God to move on them. This is an opportunity time. This is time for we can unite as a group of believers. And the Bible says one will put 1,000 to flight, 2 the tens of thousands. And a threefold cord's not easily broken. We need to unite in faith and prayer. And come on the enemy. Amen. We must remember to pray in all seasons. Not just when we're, you know, happy and jolly. Now, I know some people have a bit of an impression they're on the cloud all the time, but that's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. And some of the best times of victory you'll ever have, you'll be going through the valley. And I said to you here on Sunday, the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. Into it. And you say, I've gone in the wilderness. Why would that be God's will? Maybe it is God's will. Maybe you need a wilderness. God will not do nothing for no reason. But I'll tell you, do it for a reason. But He'll get the best out of you. Amen. And the Lord Jesus went into the wilderness and He was hungry. He hadn't eaten for 40 days. He was hungry. How many knows that? And the devil came at him when he was at his weakest physically. He attacked him. But he gave him the word. He didn't do any gifts. He could have done any gifts. I want you to get this. The Lord could have used any gift. Do you know Jesus had all the gifts of the Holy Ghost? Every one of them. He's sure Couldn't he touch somebody and they just raised from the dead, and he could walk on the water? He could turn the water into wine. He could touch a coffin and the dead would rise out of it. He could speak a word over Lazarus' grave and the man dead 4 days come out of it. That's the Lord we're talking about. But he never done that with the devil. He spoke the word. Do you know why? He left us an example. The Lord left us something that we couldn't say, well, I haven't got some great ministry like some great man. You've got the word of God. You've got the word of God. And God's given you his word. And God wants you to use his word the way he used the word. God wants you to say, devil, it's written. And even when you're praying, you need to say, Lord, you said that you've never seen the righteous forsaken, the seed begging bread. Your word says it, Lord. I need you to do something. Remember God of his word. It's not how the psalmist David's done it. He said, Lord, your word says. Remind God. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Praise God. God wants prayer, intercessors. The mother or the father. All can be part of this much needed ministry of intercession. The pastor needs prayer. The elders needs prayer. The deacons need prayer. Every one of us needs prayer. We need to pray for each other. We need to pray for the unsaved. We need prayer. The pastor needs prayer. You ever think of that? The down pastor needs prayer sometimes. He needs prayer. And the elders need prayer. And the deacons need prayer. And the song leader needs prayer. And the wee sister that's maybe getting it tight over someone nobody knows nothing about, she needs prayer. And we need to pray. And we need to pray about everything. We need to let our request be known unto the Lord. And his ears open. And he'll answer us. And he'll do it, praise God. This type of prayer takes time. One must sometimes be closed in the secret place to pray. I tell you, we need the secret place of praying, don't we? The closet. Many's heard of the closet. You see, they've perverted every saying of the Bible today. They've perverted it, coming out of the closet. The closet was, in the Bible times, you close yourself in with God. People have perverted sayings. Gay. Gay, Mary and Hoppy. Now, we know it doesn't mean that now. If you were to say it now, it can mean someone else. But that's what it originally meant in the English language. Gay and hoppy. So if you said you're gay, you're married, and you're hoppy. But if you say you're gay now, well, that could mean something different. Couldn't it? But I'm married and I'm hoppy, brother. That's what it means for me. Amen. Just in case you've been wondering. Praise God. Are you hoppy tonight? Praise God. Prayer is the means that God has appointed for our receiving mercy and obtaining grace to help the time of need. Look at Hebrews 4:16. Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly. Oh, hallelujah. Unto the throne of grace. Praise God. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. We can obtain mercy. And we can find grace. You know, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And it saved him. And it saved his house. I tell you, we could come here tonight and you could say, brother, I found grace, and I believe that. And I found grace. But we've maybe loved ones that haven't found grace yet. But we need to ask the Lord for that grace for them. That the Holy Spirit would open their understanding. That they'd find grace to help. Amen. These words that make it very clear, God has appointed a way to which we shall seek and obtain mercy and grace. That way is the way of prayer. Bold confidence. Outspoken approach to the throne of God. God wants us to come boldly. Confidently. Amen. Not timidly. But confidently. The most holy place of God's presence for Christ our high priest entered on our behalf. That's where he went. And because he went in before us, we can come in prayer. He's made the way. The way is open. Look at verse 14 and 15 of Hebrews 4. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. And that word profession is the same as confession. Now, not the confession when you get down the road there somewhere before a man. But that means a confession of your faith. You've confessed the Lord as your Savior. That's a confession of faith. Is that your confession? You've confessed him as your Savior, as your healer, as your baptizer, as your coming King. You've confessed him. Praise God. That's what it can mean. Profession. Confession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, The Lord's without sin. Aren't you glad tonight he's without sin? Mercy and grace is what we need. You know, who doesn't need mercy and grace? All of us need it. Amen. There's times we need it. Praise God. And we can ask for it. We can ask for mercy and grace. Prayer in the name of Jesus Christ is the way. Amen. Jesus Christ himself was appointed for the disciples to obtain fullness of joy. It was through his name. And I'm closing here in a moment and we're going to pray. John 16 verse 14. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. The Lord wants us to ask, and the Lord wants to give us joy. Amen. And there's nothing brings joy like it. You know the thing will give you joy more than anything, seeing somebody getting saved. How many believes that? The Bible says even the angels in heaven rejoice. Is that right? And one sinner coming home. There's no joy like the joy of seeing somebody getting saved. And we need to pray for all our loved ones to get saved. Amen. And we bring them up, we do our best. You know, and they go out there and they meet different things in that world and they get influenced and all sorts of things. And I honestly believe sometimes it's harder for the minister's children. They mock about everything. One of my fellows used to go somewhere and they used to sing him, "He's the son of a preacher man." And that affected him. And if I was going to lift him, he would have told me, "Don't come in a suit." He was afraid of seeing me coming in a suit. Because he got that much mocking. But it makes no difference. God can still get a hold of them. Amen. But we need to be praying for them. Praying for our children. And then come all along and they can look great. And they can be following everything nicely till they get up to an age. And they start to do their own things. And you can't tie them in the chair either. It won't work. I'll tell you that now. The rope on the chair won't work. You'll only make them worse. And you know, you ever get to a place, somebody tells you not to do it, and you do the opposite. That's the way I used to be. You've done the opposite. So you tell them not to go, and they'll go, and tell them to come, they'll do the opposite. But I'll tell you one thing, prayer can change it. Prayer can change it. Prayer can take a young man or a woman that's sitting in a bar, and they don't know where they are, and then all of a sudden, someone says to them, come out of here. And the Holy Spirit can go into that pub or into anywhere and bring them out. And the Holy Spirit can do that. Prayer can do that. And you know, you wonder, how they're going to, this happen, how's that going to happen? And then when you think to your own testimony, how did you come? How did God get you? How did you come yourself? There's every one of us in this room of all different testimonies, but there's one thing the same. We came through Christ. That's one thing that's the same. Amen. Hitherto have you asked nothing. Listen to this here. Up to this time you've asked, you have not asked a single thing in my name. As for Satan, all that I am. But now ask and keep asking and you will receive, so that your joy, gladness, delight may be full, complete. And I tell you, it's great to see somebody healed, and I believe in healing. But salvation's even greater. It's the greatest miracle. Somebody could be healed and they could fall sick again and die. But if you're saved, then you're right for heaven. You're right for heaven. And we need to pray to see people saved. Praise God. Why is it that the prayer in the name of Jesus Christ brings such fullness of joy? And it does. The name of Jesus Christ, prayer in his name, it makes God real. When we ask something definite of God, he gives it. God wants us to be specific, precise. There's too much prayer. I know I've said this and people don't like it sometimes when I say it, but I'm going to say it again anyhow, whether I like it or not. Via India, via Rome, and via around the world, I'm not interested, and I don't believe God is. I don't believe that's praying. Halfway around the world praying, and praying about nothing. God wants you to come specific in prayer. Right to what's needing to happen. What's needing to take place. People that need to get saved. There's no point praying for, you know, around here and there and yonder and with things in their own place. We need God to move. Is that right? Now, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that. And if people feel they need to pray for all them different places, they need to take a couple of days then and lock themselves in and do it. That's the truth. Now, I'm telling you, me and my wife knew a man. He passed on and this man spent his whole life praying. The man devoted his life to praying. And I tell you, if you ever met that man, I met him. He was a man of prayer. And him and his wife had a routine. And they spent hours every single day praying for people. And many times they prayed for me. And I remember meeting them. And they said, "We're praying for you, brother." And I knew they were. And when I went on trips preaching, and not even from this country, that man devoted his whole life to praying. And you know, I'm going to tell you another thing about him. When he was 70, he looked like a man of 50. And when he was 80, he looked 60. And I think he lived till about 90, or even over it. But he lived till a good age. And he was a man of prayer. And boy, he prayed. He spent a lot of time praying. And people said lots of things about him, a lot of it not good. But I'll tell you, they didn't pray like he prayed. Amen. There's no substitute for prayer. I believe prayer is more important than singing, more important than preaching, more important than anything. Prayer must be first. Hallelujah. Prayer's answer. You want the power of God? Pray. Want the Holy Spirit to move in the meeting? Pray. Want people to come? Pray. Talking about it and writing it up will not fix it. Prayer will. Amen. I could say things behind your back and you could say things behind my back that wouldn't do any good. Would do harm, because somebody could hear about it and they could say, "Boy, that fella Tommy gave Gary an awful writing up." But I'd rather pray. Spend time praying. Bless the brother. Move on him. Amen. Prayer. We're all guilty. Sometimes we do say too much. Doesn't the Bible say, quick to hear and slow to speak? But God wants us to be men and women in prayer, intercessors in prayer. Praise God. You know, when I went to Elam here with my Uncle John years ago, and I remember going, when I was a wee lad, there used to be prayer mats. They had wee prayer mats. And the old churches had prayer mats. You don't see that no more, but churches used to prayer mats. You napped on. But that's near a thing of the past. They don't have prayer mats today. But what you'll hear is, "We're revelatory people. We're revelated." But there's no prayer mats. There's no prayer mats. Where's the power of God? It only comes one way. The Bible tells you how it comes. If my people will humble themselves and fast and pray, they'll hear from heaven. Prayer's the answer to everything. If you're having a bad week, get down somewhere and pray. Get alone and pray. Tell the Lord about it. And I tell you, the Lord can fix everything. Amen? It's blessed to have God is real. Isn't it? The Holy Ghost is here to do the work. When you ask in the name of Jesus, I believe the Holy Spirit goes to working. I believe that. Let's come and pray. And I'm going to read you Psalms 16, verse 11, and I'm going to sit down. "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand pleasures forevermore." Now I know you brothers have to agree tonight, if we come into the meeting and we get to where the Spirit of God moves, isn't it wonderful? There's nothing like it. There's nothing like the Spirit of God moving, and we want the Spirit of God to move. At thy right hand is pleasures and there's joy. Amen. Let us come to the throne of grace tonight. Let's pray for each other. Pray for Brother John's preaching Sunday morning. Pray the Lord will really bless him and use him. And that God will fill this room. God can fill this room. I believe God can fill it. I don't care if it's an orange hall. Not matter if it's a purple hall, orange hall, or what color it is. Or what it stands for. God can fill it. The Lord can fill this place. Amen. We want God to move. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight that you're only a prayer away. Lord, we bless you that we can come into your very presence by the name of Jesus Christ. The name that is set far above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, we want you to be Lord of our whole life. Wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Purge us, sanctify us, fill us every one afresh with the Holy Spirit. Come into this room this evening by the power of the Holy Ghost. Sanctify this building, Lord, by your precious blood and by the word of truth and the Holy Ghost this evening. Come into this room and bless your children. Strengthen them. Bless each one in this room tonight. I pray for Brother John as he prepares for Sunday at Thou Wouldst Tarry. Lord, we pray you'll bless him, anoint him, give him wisdom, guidance, give him the words to speak, and give us ears to hear them words. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We ask you'll speak to men and women. We pray you'll bring men and women into this building, and you'll deliver them and set them free. We pray you'll save our children, save our loved ones, save the aunt, the uncle, the nephew, the niece, the husband, the wife, the son, the daughter. May the Holy Spirit go out upon them and deliver them, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Help us to have reverence in your presence. Help us to have reverence in your house, Lord, we pray. We ask you to bring a greater reverence amongst your people, that there be no messing about and tilly-tallying about and dallying about, chitly-chattling. But God, we ask the Holy Spirit to bring reverence in this house, that there be an impact to your power, an impact of your presence will come into this building, that there be a godly fear come into this place, a godly reverence, a godly awe, we pray. Oh God, that you would come in a mighty way, we pray, that your Spirit would come, that your mighty anointing would come, that you would fill your people, bless your people, and touch your people again. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Revive thy work in the midst of the years, we pray, O God. Lord, we want to see people saved. We want to see them delivered. But Lord, you need to stir up your own people, O God. Stir every one of us, Lord, this evening, and restore the joy of your salvation on every one of us. Give us all the joy of the Lord. Give us the grace and the help in time of need. We pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. We ask you for people, Lord, that's great needs. At this time, they're praying and they've been asking you. Father, I pray you'll meet their need. I pray the Holy Ghost will come on the scene. I pray you'll meet the need, Lord, that you'll answer them prayers that's been praying, oh God. And Lord, you'll bring it upon them blessed, pressed down and running over the top abundantly, Lord. Abundantly, I pray that you'll meet the need, Lord Jesus. And oh Father, that you'll have your way in our midst and in our lives. Lord, we pray you'll take a dealing with our own children, Lord. Oh God, turn them, we pray. Move them by the power of God and deliver them. Restore those of them that's backslidden and those of them that's never had a real experience with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Fill them, we pray. We pray even for the sisters and brothers that's never been filled. We pray you'll fill them with a real, genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' precious name. Oh God, we need a visitation. We need a visitation from heaven. We need you to come down amongst us, oh God. We need you to move afresh, Lord. God, come amongst us, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, when you come down in the tabernacle, the word of God says the cloud filled the whole place, and no one could minister because of thy Shekinah glory. Oh, come in thy risen glory, Lord, we pray. Bless and touch thy people. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Do the miraculous, Lord, and stretch thy mighty arm forth with signs, wonders, and divers miracles. In the name of thy holy child, Jesus, we pray. Father, we'll give you all the praise. We'll give you all the glory. Lord, I pray for Brother Andrew Beecham as well at this time. Lord, as he goes tomorrow to Germany, Lord, I pray you'll be with him. Pray you'll protect him. Pray you'll watch over him. I pray, God, you'll bind every German devil everywhere he goes. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray the gospel will have a great impact wherever he goes, Lord. That lives will be touched and needs met. In the name of Jesus Christ. And that people will be saved and set free. In the name of the Lord. Lord, we want to see people saved. That's what we're here for, Lord. We're here to see people delivered. We're here to see people set free. Lord, we're not coming to play games and play churches. But we want to see you moving. We want to see your power and your glory and your Spirit poured out upon your people in a mighty way, we pray. Oh, God, turn us again, Lord. precious name. Move tonight, inspire men and women to pray in this room. May the presence of the Holy Spirit come into this building tonight in such a way that you go through every one of us. Go through us, Lord. Fill us and fill us and baptize us afresh. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Let's continue to seek the Lord.